Biker Grove there.
Biker Grove. We resisted the temptation to don our Geordie accents then to say that, didn't we?
Part 3 of the Classic TV Podcast, episode 3.
Yes, indeed.
The final part.
What a coincidence.
I know, isn't it? So what you didn't see there while we were playing the music was Hayden leaping in the air, a la the Biker Grove cast.
Yes.
Which was fun for me, not so much for you.
No.
So we already told you that we were going to give you a bit of Spuggy.
Yes.
Do you remember Spuggy, to be honest?
No, I actually don't, to be honest. I don't.
Small girl with ginger hair.
Okay.
And she kind of was in it for years. But
how
she
did
always
I miss her then?
She always remained small. And she was always annoying. And she had a very thick accent.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to play a clip from Biker Grove.
Yeah.
Early Biker Grove.
Okay.
Which, hopefully, something vaguely interesting. And we want some Geordie accents, really, don't we?
We do, yeah.
That's what we want.
I demand it.
Let's see what we get here.
There you are, Spuggy. Thank you, Karen. Spuggy, I did try.
I'm not speaking here.
It wasn't his fault, Pet. And just think, when they win the prize, it'll be all down to you. They said they couldn't manage if it hadn't been for Spuggy's part.
Who said?
Everybody.
Is that it?
What do you mean?
Well, there's not exactly much to see, is there?
Blimey cheek. They brought old Bax doing that, man.
Nick Lastard's coming back tomorrow to put some of his special plants in. He's great at it. Denton Burn ain't got a chance.
Oh, and Sammy, put that down. I'm not taking you home filthy.
Some fantastic Geordie accents there. And especially pleased to hear Denton Burn named, which is an area of Newcastle where my family comes from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That might be the reason why you chose the clip, was it? Or
no,
not? Did you genuinely not know that was going to be in it?
I saw Spuggy was in it. Okay. Played by Lindy Ann Barrass.
Oh, where's she now?
Well, I think she's trying to get acting work, but we like Lindy Ann Barrass.
Yeah, we need to get her acting work.
There was an episode of This Morning, which makes it sound like it's a long-running series which has episodes and narratives, which, of course, it doesn't.
No.
But they interviewed her once, and they were unusually horrible to her for no good reason, just because she hasn't had much acting work since then. But Spuggy was iconic. Mm. Also featured in that clip, although you would never have known.
No.
Declan Donnelly.
Yes. One half
of Ant and Dec.
And say that in understated fashion. Ant and Dec.
Jill Halfpenny.
Yes, your best friend.
But who else was famous? Well, she's not my best friend. She tweeted me once. This is part of my campaign to make the
Where are my keys?
The monument in Newcastle become the Jill Halfpenny monument, which I think is an important endeavour.
Mm.
You don't seem
really
convinced.
Don't. Waste of time.
Who else was famous? Donna Eyre, Charlie Hunnam.
Yes. Andrew Hayden Smith.
Yeah.
As well.
Who else? We haven't talked enough about Jeff. Died, didn't he?
That was so sad.
Was it? Wasn't it an explosion?
It was there was a fire at Grange. There was a fire at Biker Grove. Can we use
Jeff's
the second take?
Dead.
Yeah. He ain't coming back, like. Thank you. That was an untried and untested piece of Geordie.
Yeah, well done.
Geordie speak there. But no, Jeff was in it from the first episode, wasn't he? And I think the storyline was that Biker Grove was going to be closed down.
Right.
And they ended up heading to Biker Grove to get something, if I remember, then a gas canister.
Wait, what we got here? What's happening?
Oh, this is when Ant gets shot in the face. Look at the reaction shots.
Oh no, Ant has got paint in his eyes. Run!
Jeff, he can't see!
Ah!
Squeakiest shriek in the world.
Oh, no.
Here we go. This is the moment. We copied this in the playground when
did
this happens. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Jeffy, can he see? That's the only bit we copied.
There's that. Wow.
This was quite frightening.
There's Donna Eyre.
This is a 6-year-old kid. Here comes Jeff.
Jeff's here. Everything's fine.
Jeff, something, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. All right, son, just relax. He can't see, can he? He can't see, man.
Oh, classic TV there.
Yes. Can he see?
Yeah.
But, have you ever been paintballing?
I've never been paintballing, have you?
I have. What was interesting was, because we were all wearing helmets.
Yes.
There's the anonymity that you can see. I don't know where this is going, but
nowhere near Biker Road. But
soldiers killing people and it being fine because you are hidden behind a helmet. And also, I just charge and I shouted and barked orders at people, which is my natural state, if I'm honest. But anyway, that's a whole different thing.
Back to Biker Grove. Before I was so rudely interrupted by Ant getting shot in the face by a paintball gun.
Yeah, you were telling
us. Yeah, Jeff. I think from what I remember, Biker Grove had closed down. He went back in for something, and there was a bit of a protest going on, and a canister exploded.
Gosh.
Right at the very end. So, of the episode, and you never saw him again.
Really?
It was so sad.
That is sad.
And one of the things I was scared of as a kid was fire. And I think it's because there were repeated explosions in programmes I watched as a child. Honest, I really do. Really?
Yeah.
It's not funny. Serious condition.
Yeah, that's great.
I can't go out on Guy Fawkes Night.
So Biker Grove ran for 18 seasons between 1989 and 2007.
Six. 2006.
Yeah, that would be maths there. Not often, my friend.
Maths fail.
But what was interesting was it became more popular than Peter then. Grange Hill.
Yes.
And yet Grange Hill ultimately outlived it. So Grange Hill had the last laugh.
Yeah. But they ended up both getting cancelled, so they're now both in TV graveyard.
Can you really say cancelled after? I mean, Grange Hill was 30 years.
Yeah.
Biker was 18, 19 years?
17 years.
Yeah. So they must have fitted two seasons in 1 year. It must have been doing really well. And you can hear my voice is going slightly faster. And
I know.
No, that's
how can you keep up like?
So, Biker. I can't remember any other storylines because I think it was really beyond my time.
You had the gay kiss in the cinema between.
I didn't have a gay kiss with anyone in the cinema.
That's not what I've heard. And his wife is downstairs and we'll probably listen back to this. I'm sorry.
An episode written by the brilliant Lizzie Mickery of Tenko fame.
Uh-huh.
She wrote the episode in which Noddy, I believe it was, kissed a boy and he liked it in the cinema.
I don't think he did, actually. He was a bit startled.
No, the other boy didn't like it.
Yes, the one.
I don't even know whether either of them liked it.
I don't know. Who knows?
But the important thing I want to say about Biker Grove is what used to infuriate me, because I knew Newcastle, was they'd leave the Grove, and the next scene they'd waltz up in the centre of the city, standing by the monument, saying, "Yeah, I've just come from the Grove." And I'm like, well, that's about 2 or 3 miles away. You did that far too quickly. The geography of Biker Grove never made sense. But the other interesting thing revealed recently about Biker Grove was, of course, that Ant and Dec tried to buy it.
Yes, they did.
And turn it into a drama school for Northeast youngsters.
Oh, the irony.
Do you see how they were trying to give back to their roots? Full circle. They went full circle, didn't they?
Yeah. Tell Dexter.
You could almost forgive them for Let's Get Ready to Rumble for that.
I don't think I could ever forgive them for Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Now, what are we going to play out with?
Well, it's a song that is very dear to my heart. Not sure if it... Did it chart?
Chart? I don't think it ever charted.
Is it even a song?
I'm really struggling to find it in my history as well. Is the theme series.
Of course. It's
the horrendous series.
No, the Genius series.
Okay. Tell us about it quickly before I play into it.
Well, it ran for 3 or 4 years between 1989 and 1993. It spawned a sequel called The Next Class.
And a whole host of porn stars.
Indeed, yeah. And a girl who was in Showgirls, which was all about porn star. And it was called Saved by the Bell.
You can't not say Screech. Screech was the character.
Screech.
Played by Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond.
I know.
He went on to be a porn star.
Yeah. So, we've enjoyed our time
looking back over school. Classic school drama. Yes, and to play us out, here is Saved by the Bell. And we'll see you next time.
We will. Here it comes. Come on.
Not enough time. Oh, well.